Welcome to Awkward's Anonymous, the podcast where two sisters stricken with the disease to please share their experiences and opinions while making a conscious effort to be unapologetically honest.
Sorry if anything we say offends you.
Oh, shoot. I'm not supposed to say that.
Come on, Missy.
Hello, Chrissy.
Hey, Missy.
How are you?
I'm good.
How are you?
I'm all right.
How was your week?
Basically, the only thing that's happened is what we did on Sunday, which I have a feeling that we'll be diving deep into that.
Before we get started, I've been waiting to tell this story. Sunday, we went to a bridal convention, like a bridal show, or a wedding show, not really bridal, but like a wedding convention.
Yeah.
You've mentioned on the podcast that you're getting married, so that was one reason. And the other reason that kicked it off in the first place is that my best friend got engaged, and they're getting married in October. Their engagement story is just so stinking cute. I have to share it. So they've been dating for a couple years, I think. Sorry if I got that wrong, but a couple of years. And to say the least, my best friend has had some rough relationship experience and never really got to be with a person that he deserved to be with. And the person that he is engaged to, I could not be happier. You know, he just met the perfect person and who treats him the way that he should. And I'm really glad that my friend decided to just like take a leap of faith, because honestly, I think he was just sort of done.
Mm-hmm.
He just was like, I don't trust people. I don't trust that anybody could treat me the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm glad he's got past that, because I think they're absolutely perfect. So their engagement story, he messaged me and he said, FYI, I'm going to propose on such and such a day. I'd like for you to be there. I get there. He takes me down to the basement and like incognito shows me the ring. Well, I go to sit by the fire and his boyfriend comes over to me and he says, so did you hear there's going to be something big going on tonight, right? And in that moment, I'm like, wait, hold on, wait. Huh? I mean, that was literally my reaction, because I was like, in that split second, like, you're not supposed to know about this. But do you? Because did you guys just decide to be informal about it? And like, it already happened and you're just gathering your friend? Like, I was...
He's going to pretend to be surprised.
Yeah. Like, this close from being like, oh yeah, how do you know about that? And I don't know why there was something in me that I didn't say it,
mm-hmm.
but I was this close because my brain just couldn't comprehend what was going on. And then all of a sudden I'm like, holy shit, you're going to propose tonight. And so it was just the most beautiful thing I have ever seen. I could tell my friend was pretty nervous about doing it. Everybody kept dispersing because I know he was waiting for everyone to be like around the fire all at once, this romantic evening, and somebody would come out and then somebody would go back in and then somebody else would disappear and then somebody would come back and then somebody else would go to the bathroom. So the second everybody was in that circle, he stood up, got everybody's attention and was like pouring his heart out about how he felt about his boyfriend. And so he says, will you marry me? And his boyfriend looks at him and says, well, I was about to ask you the same thing. And they both got down on their knees together. And it was just the cutest, most adorable thing I have ever seen.
I mean, so you've told me that story before. And every time you tell me that, my eyes kind of prick a little bit. The most precious thing that I have ever heard ever happened in real life.
Yeah. Finally, once everybody could talk about everything, everybody was just going crazy because each of them had talked to all of us. And so all of us knew that they were both going to do it. Their other friends had like a little story about there was something with the ring. Like one of the friends had the ring and they knew that the other one was going to ask. So he was like trying to go get the ring out of his drawer so that he would like have it ready so that they could propose at the same time. And then my friend went to go get it. And then they were like, oh shoot, it's not up in his drawer anymore because I already got it so that he would have it. And so he had to like incognito go back up and put it back in the drawer without everybody knowing. It was so much fun.
Oh my gosh.
For everybody. And it was just, what are the odds? You know, I mean, obviously when you're in a serious relationship, you have some idea of the direction that things are going. Mm-hmm.
But on the same night.
On the same
night. That is just too perfect. And I mean, and like you said, they are just wonderful together. They just fit.
Yeah.
They really, really do. And when you have a story like that, that's just this cherry on top, that's like, if you needed any more proof,
yeah,
here it is.
Exactly. And my friend's a lot like me. I have no reason to be jaded at all as far as relationships go because my husband and I are high school sweethearts. But one of my personal themes is, for some reason, like, never feeling deserving or never feeling, like, special in any way or feeling like, well, you know, there are a million other people in the world. What makes me unique? What makes me stand out? And my husband's always, like, fought against that.
Yeah.
Which is one of the reasons why we're together and still together and we were high school sweethearts. Anyway, where I was going with that is my friend and I are a lot alike in that way for totally different reasons. But we're both, like, the standoffish ones in the relationship. What I love about his boyfriend, now fiancé, is that he is, like, my husband and that he enforces it. He's like, no, I love you, damn it. Deal with it. I'm here. Move on with your life.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I just love to see that for somebody that I love. So, anyway, we went to this wedding show. We couldn't talk about that without giving that adorable little story as context and background. Because sometimes we are a little bit negative in the podcast, and I just needed to sprinkle a little bit of positivity in there. Okay, so having said that we need a little bit of positivity in the podcast, let's bring the shit back down and talk about what a pseudo-nightmare Saturday was. Not because of the company or the activity, but because we're fucking awkwards and we had to interact with other humans.
Yeah. So we got there, and I don't know why I wasn't prepared for what we were about to do. Like, I knew we were going to this wedding expo conference show with vendors there that, you know, are wedding specific and they're going to want to talk to you. But I got in there and I'm just like, I remember having this, like, it's kind of like, you know, when you're drunk and then you have that moment where you're just like, everything's good and you're happy, nothing bothers you. And then all of a sudden you have this moment that just brings you all back.
Yeah. Your focus just sort of like sucks right back in and you're like, yes. Oh shit.
Yes. That is very close to the way that I felt walking in to this thing.
So the very first vendor
just a little bit more, just to paint a picture, the way that it was set up is it was kind of a line. Like, it was really organized in that way where it just kind of forced you to go see all the vendors.
Right. You would serpentine up and down aisles in a particular direction.
Right. So literally the very first one that we get to, he looks at me and Missy, because they don't know which one is the one getting married.
Oh, yeah. Just a little bit more painting of the picture. So it was me and Chrissy and my best friend and his fiance and my best friend's other best friend. So we had three girls and two guys. So you can imagine the sort of like, who do I make eye contact with?
Right.
That the vendors were going through as this five-person group walks up to them.
Right.
Because Chrissy and I had sort of paired up physically, like we were walking around mostly together.
We were basically like gazelles. We were just walking in total synchronicity. If she shifted, I shifted. And I'm not even really exaggerating. So this first vendor, a vendor for like Holiday Inn or something like that.
A hotel chain.
He looks at us and he's like, oh, are you getting married on the west side?
Correction. He looks at her.
He looks at me. And he says, oh, are you getting married on the west side? To which my response was, blank, blank, blank. Stare at him for a good 5 seconds. Look over at Missy. And Missy says, no, you're not.
Well, to your credit, I honestly had the same reaction. And I probably would have, too, if he was making eye contact with me. Because, again, this is probably common in many big cities around the world. Big cities typically decide to divide themselves by cardinal directions, like east side, west side. Mm-hmm. And so in Cincinnati, which is a big city near where we live, there's the east side and the west side. We don't fucking know what that means. So when he said, are you getting married on the west side? I think both of us were like, the west side of what?
The moon? Of the earth in general? I mean, it's always the west side somewhere.
Yeah.
So that was pretty hilarious.
It was horrible. Like,
are we the only ones, guys?
And then, see, so that was the vacuum moment where I'm like, oh shit, I was not prepared to make eye contact with people and have to talk to them. Because here's the other thing. My wedding is going to be very, very small. Two reasons why it's going to be really small. Our ceremony was already going to be small before COVID, but COVID just kind of was like, okay, well, definitely we can't invite a bunch of people. But it's only going to be like 10 or 15 people there. I'm also kind of cheap. Everything, I'm like, well, I can make that, or I can make Missy make that.
Yeah.
I have people in my life that I can make them do those things. I don't need a caterer. I don't need a cake company. I have Missy. So.
Which I don't cook and I don't bake. Let's just be clear.
I have you and I have Mom, and I'll just be bumbling around and you guys will just ping pong me wherever I need to go.
Walk down towards that guy right there. That guy at the front. He's the one you want to walk towards when I play this music, okay? Nope. That's the guy you're marrying. Over there. Hold his hand.
Yeah. So, I knew going into this that I was like, I am not going to render any of these people services because they're all going to be too expensive. I just kind of went in knowing that. I was really just going to see, okay, ideas. Is there something that I didn't think about? I was going in with the assumption that I could just look and no one would look at me and that there would be no interaction. But that was so stupid of me. The other thing that made it so awkward is every person that I made eye contact with, I was just like, please think that she's the bride.
Which I feel like they all did.
They did.
Except for the first guy.
Yeah, it is strange that everyone thought that, which I was totally fine with.
It was very weird, because I look very homely and unmarriable, and she was wearing, like, the most adorable... Yes, she was so stinking cute, you guys. Well, I don't really understand it.
Missy, okay, I'm just not accepting anything that you're saying right now. Also, what you were wearing was this adorable, unique, homemade thing that you made with your own hands that no one has ever seen before, and everybody was complimenting you on that. So, it's your stupid sweater, or I guess it's your awesome sweater, took the spotlight off of me. Not stupid. If it was stupid, it would put the spotlight on me, but whatever. I'm rambling at this point. So, when we're going through this, like, expo, and people want to talk to me, I basically wish that I could just have a sign that says, you're too expensive for me, don't talk to me, I'm a waste of your time. Because right. I would be a waste of their time. You should talk to someone else who might actually give you their business. Mm-hmm. And then just that dance of just the right amount of conversation where you make them feel like, oh yeah, your product is important. Your product is cool. But also not making them feel like, ooh, maybe you'll buy it. You know what I mean?
Totally know what you mean.
Like, there were, like, limo services and DJs, and my wedding is going to be so small that Spotify hooked up to a little Google Chrome speaker box is going to be fine. I don't need a DJ.
I think we have a little bit more, we pay attention to those things a little bit more because we've talked in the past how we each have our own, you know, craft, mm-hmm. and we've been to craft fairs and craft festivals where we are on the other side of that. You know, we're the vendor standing there saying, look at my wares. Mm-hmm. I'm worthy mm-hmm. of your money, you know, and it feels good when people don't blow you off.
Right.
So we have felt both sides of that. So we feel particularly responsible for making these vendors feel like, I hear you. I'm not just going to ignore you.
Right.
But I don't want you to think that you can count on a sale.
Right.
What you have is, you know, interesting and valuable, but not funny.
Yeah.
And the other thing that we really struggle with is lying.
See, that was my big thing. I think it was, gosh, I think the second vendor.
At least the same. At least still the first aisle.
Yeah. We weren't even like past the first part of the serpentine. And it was this limo service where they had like party buses and limos. And like I said, not applicable for a wedding my size and for a cheapskate like me. They asked something along the lines of, oh, well, do you have transportation or do you need a limo? Again, I was just like, so yeah, well, maybe, yeah, let me take one of your cards. It was just so rough. Oh, and then, you know, the other awkward thing, same booth. We haven't even progressed. Remember they had this like wheel where you could spin the wheel and you would either get a discount or
some stupid trinket from their table, which we had already taken off of the table.
Yeah, they had chocolate on the table and we just like took chocolate and then I think chocolate was on the wheels.
Yeah.
We did not earn that. We were kind of done looking / pretending that we were interested in limos.
Yeah.
But the rest of our group was still, which this would be very applicable. They're having a bigger wedding than I am, so they might need that. They were having a serious conversation with the people. And so we were just waiting, and we were standing next to the wheel, and the guy's like, oh, you can spin the wheel.
Oh, and gosh. That was, like, the longest 5 seconds of our lives.
Oh, my gosh.
Looking at each other like, you spin the wheel.
You spin the wheel. No, you spin the wheel.
I don't want to spin the wheel.
Because it was this, between a rock and a hard place, where it's like, I don't want to. I don't want to spin this wheel. But I also understand that if I was you and you were like, oh, you can spin the wheel, have some fun. And someone was like, we need to spin the wheel because I have a stick up my butt.
Yeah.
It would be so annoying.
Yeah.
So I spin the GD wheel.
You tried to get me to spin the wheel and I said, you're the one getting married and I made you do it.
Yeah, because you're evil like that. And you guys, this was the loudest wheel ever. So well. It had the, like, little clip at the top where it would point. And I don't feel like I, like, was, like, spinning it, like, super fast. But it felt like it went forever. And when it finally stopped, it was this, like, plush limo stress ball.
It was called Stress Limo.
Stress.
Terrible advertising.
Yes. And there were these little squishy limos on the table.
Did you even take one?
No. I didn't want it.
You didn't want a stress limo?
Because we had stress limos within our reach, and we chose the chocolate, not the limo. So if I wanted a stress limo, I would have picked up the stress limo.
Our whole life is a stress limo.
I'm stuck in a glass cage of a stress limo.
Okay, so the third vendor.
Oh, and back to the very first vendor.
Oh, gosh.
The very first vendor had swag on his table. It was these water bottles filled with candy. We were about to walk away, and you're like, oh, is this free swag? And so you took one.
Which, do you even understand, like, listeners? Am I the only one? Do you understand, like, how much gusto that took for me to be like, he has all these fucking water bottles filled with candy lined up on the table. He did not haul these in for fun. There's no wheel. I don't see a wheel. So I think they're for us. And by the way, each of us paid $10 to get in there.
Yeah.
So it's not like it wasn't free.
Right.
So I was just like, it's the trade-off between being an awkward and being a cheapskate and loving free shit.
Yeah.
I mean, we almost walked away without it. And I'm like, no, damn it. Is this free? Can I have this? And he's like, oh, yeah, sure. Although, I will say, I think it was his job to say, have this.
Yes.
But you're not getting married on the west side, so it probably wasn't for you.
Yeah, true. The water bottles are probably only for people who, like, signed up for a wedding on the west side.
Oh, well.
Yeah, oh, well. Free swag. I'll probably eat the candy. But the water bottle is probably, I don't know, I don't need it. Maybe your son needs two.
Nope.
Well, Easter's coming up, so.
The Easter Bunny got married on the west side.
Easter Bunny got married on the west side, yeah. This thing that we paid to get into was actually pretty small. It was not really worth $10. And I would say that 70% of the vendors there were photographers. The photographers have their portfolios out for you to look at. And I was just like in this weird place because I'm like, I do want to look at it, you know, because I want to see what's out there. Also, but I don't want you to talk to me.
Right. I mean, it's a form of art. So whether right. you or not you want to buy it, it's still just interesting to look at.
Right. Although there was one there that I was kind of like, the pictures that they had, the bride was in very awkward poses.
Like, maybe that's their thing.
Yeah, that one I wasn't super impressed with. You know when you sit on the ground, you don't sit on the ground with your legs like totally, it actually kind of hurts to have your legs stretched that way when you're like
all
sitting.
All the way flat.
All the way flat, like your knees to the ground.
Yeah.
And that's how they had her sitting on this like stone.
Okay.
And I was like, that looks really awkward. But that was, that's irrelevant. I don't know, fifth or sixth vendor was another photographer, and their stuff was, you know, very professional looking. It looked really good, but it only took me, like, one glance at their brochure to be like, ain't never gonna happen. Like,
right, right.
And I mean, these pictures were, like, magazine quality. Right. They were very, very good. It would be worth it for someone who's willing to pay that.
Yeah, I mean, it was multiple thousands of dollars.
Yes.
Just to give listeners an idea. You can either think that's a lot or a little, but that's how right. much it was. And that's yeah. a lot to us. There was one photographer. You said, you know, I'm having a really small wedding. What is the price on your small package? And they were like, well, how big? And you're like, oh, you know, 10 to 15. And they basically just like laughed in your face.
Yeah. He looked at me and just was like, blink, blink, blink. Wow. That is a really small wedding.
Yeah. He's like, keep moving.
I mean, he gave me a piece. He's like, well, this is the smallest that I have.
And it was still multiple thousands of dollars.
Yes. Which, what was so crazy to me is you had these photographers, but then when we got to this, it was this booth where they specialized in photo booths. You know how you go to the mall and you pay $5 and it gives you a little strip with pictures on it, things mm-hmm. like that. They will bring all of that equipment to the location, stay on site to make sure everything's working correctly, give your guest a copy and keep a copy for themselves to put in a scrapbook for you. And that was like less than $1,000.
That was $600 for their basic package.
Yeah. And I'm like,
for everybody to take all the pictures they wanted.
Right. It like kind of broke my brain a little bit because I was so used to seeing like all those zeros. Right. And then when I got to that, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so affordable. Which they're probably like, that was strategic on their part because after you've gone through half a thing and you've seen all those zeros and you see, oh my gosh, it's only $600.
Yeah. That's yeah. So and you're cheap. Basically like, I guess I don't really care too much about formality anymore.
Yeah. I'll just have all my pictures taken in a photo booth.
Just have the whole wedding party stuff themselves in a booth.
Line the pictures up side by side.
There you go.
There was one booth that I felt really bad for because...
Was it the one where you walk around the corner after talking to that those people that were like, whoop, whoop, shh,
yes.
I mean, and they had like around sparklers. The corner, this guy's like, he's got one feather boa. He's like, me do photo booth too.
Nobody stopped. It's kind of like that episode in The Office where they go to that like career day at the high school. And Michael insists that they only need one sheet of paper. And all these other booths have popcorn and basketball. And
yeah. That guy's assistant probably said, you should take more than this feather boa. And he said, no, it only takes one feather boa to inspire the masses. Poor guy. Because, again, I know we know what that feels like, too. When, you know, somebody will stand there at the vendor next to you, you know, and just act like they've never seen...
Candles before.
Candles before, yeah. Good one. And then they just walk right past you, and you're like, but my wares are good, too.
Yeah. It is so frustrating to watch people. I mean, we did that to him. We didn't even
We
stop.
Totally did.
We did not
There
stop.
Was a part of me that was like, should we stop, like, for a sympathy stop? But the awkward in me reigned. And I was yeah. like, no, it's one less person you have to talk to.
Yeah. I think that, I mean, we probably both had the same thing where I looked at him and I'm like, I should at least, like, be, because I think he had some Starbursts on the table, too. I could have walked over and at least taken a Starburst.
Yeah, or said, do you have a card?
Right. Or that. the whole reason why he's there. He only went there to give out free Starburst.
He wanted nothing more but to dispense Starburst to the West Side.
No. Only the West Side.
We weren't on the West Side either, by the way. Not even close.
Actually, I don't know. Were we on the West Side?
I don't know where we were.
Okay.
My friend drove. We don't know.
Somewhere in Ohio. Somewhere on the border of Ohio and Kentucky. But yeah, I think that I was just like, oh, but you know, our group is moving ahead. We gotta get up. We gotta go with them. And they were looking at suits, which I don't need a suit.
Yeah. Yeah, and your fiancé already has his. So.
Yeah.
Oh, I know another thing that was kind of awkward. I don't know that it was awkward for anybody except for me. So this is just sharing, like, my internal goings-on at the time. But there was another booth that was a travel agency. I walked up with you, mm-hmm. and she said, who's getting married? She's another one that was, like, staring intently into my eyes, like I was the one getting married, and, like, had to correct herself several times. That you were the one getting married.
I mean, I felt bad for her. I didn't give a shit that she thought you were the bride. I mean, I think we've already established that I was hoping people would think that you were the bride. And you talk for me. You know, I'll just stand here. You know, I told her that I should have just pretended to be, like, a deaf mute. And she's just my interpreter. I could have faked some sign language. But with our luck, we would have run into the only person...
Absolutely.
In the tri-state area, who can speak sign language.
Oh, they would have been right there next to us.
Yes.
All the other sign language speaking people on the face of the planet.
They were all on the east side.
Would have been on the east side except this one person. Because we decided to pretend we knew sign language.
Yeah. Which I still think we should learn that.
I don't disagree.
I think that would be really cool.
I agree.
Even seeing that she was embarrassed, and I know that she, in her mind, she was like, I'm going to make her mad because I'm supposed to be paying attention to her. This is her day. And I'm kind of like, oh, woman, if I could even tell you how much I do not care. I just sometimes wish that I could just give them a salve and just be like, trust me. You do not have to worry about me.
Yeah. You did not just lose a sale. I wasn't going to buy anything from you anyway. Don't worry.
So the other thing is after she gave me my clipboard and I filled the stuff out and I put it in the box and maybe I'll get a free vacation. Probably not.
But you will get a bunch of junk mail.
See, that's the other thing. This is a level of neurotic. I don't know what the word is, but on the form it had, you know, your basic information. What's your name? What's your partner's name? When are you getting married? What kind of vacation would you want? What's your email? And then at the very bottom it said, may I contact you? I was like, oh gosh, I'm going to seem like such an asshole.
Yeah, a mini meltdown over being like, no, don't contact me.
Right. Mm-hmm. But then I was like, Chrissy, she's not looking at this. She doesn't know that it's you putting this in this box because you're folding it. But I would just like felt like it was so mean for me to circle no.
Are we the only ones?
Oh my gosh, it was awful. And then she had cookies to give people and she gave me a cookie. I could just tell, like, she didn't know if you were going to be like, I want a cookie, too. And she's like, sorry.
Yeah, because she tried to hand it to me. And then she handed it to you. And
I still have the cookie.
It's okay.
Do you want it? Will that make you feel better?
No. No, I don't eat a cookie. I don't, no.
I don't eat cookies. Is that what you were going to say?
No. I don't really... I don't know. You've sort of spoiled me for baked goods. I'm like, this like pre-made cookie in the shape of a suitcase in a package. I just, it's garbage.
I haven't eaten it, but it's a sugar cookie, so it has potential.
Maybe.
I mean, sugar cookies are basically, they just are what they are.
It's hard to mess up sugar cookies, I suppose.
Yeah. The hard part is decorating them. So what else? The only table, so they didn't even have like... bachelorette or bachelor party stuff. They were very limited. It was photographers, DJs, one limo person, one travel person, one cake person. Was there. And Pure Romance was there, and we didn't get to go there because it was the only booth that everybody wanted to go to, apparently.
Really? Was it busy?
Yeah, there was always someone, which I don't want to go over there and talk sex toys with a stranger. I can't even talk limos with a stranger.
Like, seriously. Now, see, if we had had, like, a drink or two, that would be, like, the booth that we would be, like, we would, like, take up residence.
We would make friends with them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which,
I would have booked a party right then and there.
Yeah.
Pretty much. But that's the other thing. So we paid, it was $11.95 with tax per ticket.
Yes.
I only paid him $20.
Well, then you gypped him $4.
I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight now, thanks.
You're welcome. Anyway, I digress. It was held at a reception hall. So the other thing was they were advertising their reception hall. And they had people going around with trays of little...
Hors d'oeuvres. Hors d'oeuvres.
And at first, we could not get anyone to think that we wanted any hors d'oeuvres.
I kid you not. This one woman, she had this tray in her hand, and she looked over. She took a step towards us, and then turned around and walked away.
We must have had fuck off written on our foreheads.
We had to have. Even though I was like, I need cheese.
Yeah.
It was pretty good cheese.
It was. I mean, it's really hard to screw up Colby and cheddar.
And Swiss. And pepper jack.
Yeah. I mean, they probably just popped open a bag of Kraft and poured it in a cup.
Which is fine by me.
Yeah. But, so you pay.
We talk about cheese a lot.
We do.
On this podcast.
But yeah. And then they had these like meatballs, which we didn't try, but they were basically Salisbury steak rolled up into a meatball. It's probably better than the Encore, like, TV dinner Salisbury steak, but that's what I pictured in my head. But the drinks weren't even, like, a Coke wasn't even free. So
not even a whole can of Coke. A small cocktail cup filled to the brim with ice, and whatever room was left filled with Coke was still $1.
Can you tell that we're not the kind of people that these vendors would want if we're like,
$1 for a Coke?
That's ridiculous. That's outrageous.
I had a good time with the group that we were with because I don't want to make it sound like I was miserable. I was not miserable, and I enjoyed the interaction and I enjoyed being with our friends. But as far as like the value is concerned and the moments of awkwardness.
At the end of it all, I was just thinking, Chrissy, even if you wanted to have a big wedding, you couldn't. Because after having that experience, I'm starting to even think like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be so nervous just standing in front of our parents and siblings. I mean, there's not even going to be a stranger there. Like, my fiance's brother is going to be the officiant. So it's not even a stranger.
She's bringing it all in-house.
Everybody's doing something.
When she said she is giving everybody a job so she doesn't have to hire outside, she was not kidding. Not even God is invited.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
I mean, if I don't have to pay him.
God, are you free?
But if I can't respond to someone who's asking me, are you getting married on the West Side? Without having to look at you. I mean, that's what I feel like is going to happen, is we're going to be in the middle of our vows, and I'm just going to look over at you, and you're going to be like, I, Chrissy.
Do you take this man? And then you look at me, you do.
You do. Can you just be my proxy?
She does. Quite.
Weddings are such a beautiful nightmare.
I mean, we could have used this event as a way to try to, like, improve ourselves and, like, make a commitment not to be awkward. But I think it hit us both in the same way where we just walked in and we didn't understand what we were in for. Mm-hmm. And so we couldn't even, like, make a pact to say, with ourselves or with each other, engage. Mm-hmm. So, oops, opportunity missed.
Are you cured?
No.
This past weekend has made it abundantly clear that I am not cured.
And the other thing is, did you find, like, basically for the rest of the day, you were just so exhausted?
Yes.
You just wanted to go home and detox from interaction? Like, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah. I felt the exact same way. I just got home and, I mean, I'm always exhausted after I hang out with you. Because usually, I mean, in a good way, because usually, you know, we're laughing so much and being happy is so much work.
It is.
But that day particularly, I just didn't feel good about, I didn't feel good about anything, and I was tired. I was just like, I have so far to go.
Are you cured?
No, I'm not cured. I mean, I feel exactly the same way. We'll have to wait until another person gets married and see how it goes then.
Yeah, well, luckily we won't be the ones that are, we can be the people who are like, nope, you want that person right there. Talk to that person.
Don't look at me.
Don't look at me, don't look at me, don't look at me.
Over there.
I'll just whisper in their ear.
We'll have a chain going.
Yeah.
By the time it gets to them, who knows what the message will be. Octopus.
Linguini.
There you go. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Well, that's a wrap on another episode of Awkward's Anonymous. We hope you were comforted to know that you're not the only one thinking those evil thoughts, feeling those crazy feels, or being inappropriately awkward. More than anything, we hope you were entertained.
And of course, one of the most important things this podcast can do is to help you meet and support others who thought they were alone. We know it might be one of the hardest things you've ever done, dear introverts, but be bold, be brave, and introduce yourself. Tell us what's on your mind. What has your awkward ass been struggling with this week? Tell us a funny story. We're convinced we're not the only ones dealing with these seemingly irrational feelings and awkward behavior, so neither are you. We'd love to share what you have to say on this podcast, just to prove it.
And remember, you guys are in control of how many people we reach. Share, follow, like, and review this podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Your feedback is everything to growing a network of weirdos supporting other weirdos. Email us with anything you want to share at awkwardsanonymouspodcast@gmail.com and follow us on Instagram at awkwardsanonymouspodcast.
Meet with us every Tuesday to discuss all the thoughts, feelings, emotions, and wacky behavior we experience as awkwards. And really anything else we'd never normally say out loud.
Can't wait to hear from you.
Bye!